is Jonathan Fogel, and you are listening to Mac Edition Radio.
Don, the last time we talked about the IPACS program, which was a couple of years ago, it was a brand new initiative to interface with education on a higher level. So can you explain what IPACS is and how it began?
Well, IPACS began actually around the SIGGRAPH conference. We gathered educators from some of the top programs in the country and asked them what they were looking for in a program. And we really approached IPACS with the idea that we wanted to build not just another program of internships and so forth, but to really develop a program that would provide not only educators with access to the kind of knowledge and experience that we have in the industry, but also create a framework for the other schools to exchange ideas and work with each other. So the IPACS program grew out of a meeting at SIGGRAPH 4 years ago to build this program. And in the subsequent years, and we're now in our third full year of the IPACS program, it's really reaching a critical mass as the schools are truly coming together to form a community, exchanging ideas and initiatives. And a lot of that is credit to Sandy Skordos and her team, who have really led the outreach and led the program on a practical basis.
Sandy, can you tell our listeners what IPAC stands for?
IPAC stands for ImageWorks Professional Academic Excellence, and it's founded on the institution that we actually have at ImageWorks of our in-house training program, our educational program, for training our TDs and our artists and our staff, our engineers. Everybody has access to the training. And one of the things that we find in our program is you cannot teach experience. But by integrating your training with the actual productions, you're able to offer that experience. And that is what we've extended to IPACS, to the schools, is the experience. So coming into ImageWorks is the most valuable thing we have to offer, letting them in our doors and having them participate and actually experience what it's like and taking that back into the classroom. So beyond, way beyond what we do for the internships and the students and presentations, opening the doors to the faculty and having them come in and truly experience and seeing what they can take back and add to their curriculum is invaluable, and that's been a real plus for everybody.
So let's make this clear that this is a program that is for faculty, not for students. So this is not an internship program?
There is a branch of it that has an internship program, which is a little unique in that our internship program through IPACS is recommended by faculty. Everything that we do with IPACS comes through faculty, which is a little different than you see at other programs where a studio might have an internship program. It's an open call. Anybody can submit. But what we like to see is the IPACS schools submit their three top candidates. So they're kind of pre-filtered or pre-screened, and then we know we have top candidates that we're actually selecting from that pool. Same thing with the scholarships. Scholarships are not to be just submitted to a scholarship competition. You submit to your faculty. The faculty might get 15 submissions, and then they select the top three that they send in. So we have instituted that, and it's really been a great way to connect with the faculty. Think of it this way. The faculty comes out for a fellowship. They know what we do. They know what kind of people we need, who works well there. They go back to the school. They see a student that wants to do an internship, and they can say that's the right person for that program. And it's been a great win-win fit all around.
That brings up a separate question, which is I would assume that most people teaching animation or special effects feel that they're giving their students a well-rounded education. But obviously, a lot of studios have similar programs because academia may not actually be meeting the needs of industry. Is that something that you've experienced, Don?
Yes. no, it's one thing to teach, it's another thing to experience. And I think by integrating the faculty members into the program, they're able to take back that real-world knowledge and experience. They're able to inject that into their curriculum. And at the same time, the students are energized by their own educators' knowledge and experience. And suddenly, you're not just teaching theory, but you're actually teaching practice.
Is there a pattern to certain topics that aren't really being addressed by academia in the ways that you need?
Sandy's probably in a better position to really know, because Sandy has the and it is a privilege of working with all of our employees throughout their careers at ImageWorks, but also when they arrive. And she really understands what their entry point is.
The schools are doing a tremendous job teaching and preparing the students to come in. And they come in pretty gung-ho and ready to go. And we put them through a training program of core competencies. And for the most part, I'd say that they do very, very well in that. They actually exceed our expectations in that. So in terms of the technical side of it, it's very, very good. I think that the biggest shock when people come in is really just the amount of structure that can be in a production, that they may not have had that kind of structure in a little bit looser of a production schedule at school. And that's probably the biggest change. And when our faculty does a fellowship and they do go back to the school, that's what they tell them about. That's the biggest surprise.
One of the longstanding issues, of course, in academia is, do you teach students to do it all? They work from start to finish on a project of their own creation, making, they're responsible for sound, visual effects, editing, animation, and final mastering and editing. Or should they get used to working as part of a team in which you have a small, more precise role? And I guess there's pros and cons to both, right?
Definitely. Definitely pros and cons to both. And all of the schools do have a different approach. And certainly it works for them, and they have successful programs. And the individual projects can be very good. And they, as long as they are demonstrating what that person is good at, what they want to do, it works very well.
So when we first talked, you only had a handful of schools, but now you're up to, is it 11?
Yeah, we have 11 schools now. We started out with 6 the first year, and we added a few more. And now with the 11 schools, the latest animation mentor added this year, as well as University of New Mexico with an interdisciplinary program.
So who are the founding schools?
The founding schools are Pratt and USC and Ringling, DePaul University, Noman School of Visual Effects, and Otis. And we added Stanford and MIT and Carnegie Mellon. And most recently, Animation Mentor and the University of New Mexico Interdisciplinary Program.
Now, I know Animation Mentor is in the news at SIGGRAPH because they had a graduation ceremony here just yesterday. So can you talk about that?
Animation Mentor had their first graduation ceremony here yesterday, and it was an amazing event. First of all, it's animators, which makes it a fun event just to begin with, just because of who's in the program. I was also struck by the fact that I don't know that I've ever seen an animator in a suit, and that was somewhat amusing. But part of that really speaks to the heart and soul of what Animation Mentor is all about, which is a very unique and novel program that connects aspiring animators with experienced animators in a very, very intimate, highly personalized education program. It's really taking advantage of the full power of the internet, kind of flexibility of people's schedules and so forth, to create a unique interactive environment, which is really what ultimately drives great animation and great animators.
So Animation Mentor is not a traditional brick-and-mortar university, right? It's an online experience, and it draws together animators and mentors from all around the world to work collaboratively and earn college credits?
Absolutely. Animation Mentor is not location-specific, which is one of its advantages, really. You can be an aspiring animator almost anywhere, and you can also be a digital artist or a professional animator, also located almost anywhere, and be part of the faculty, which is one of the reasons why we have both Animation Mentor students and graduates who will ultimately be at ImageWorks. Likewise, we have Animation Mentor faculty members who are currently employed at ImageWorks. And obviously, the location of the individuals is irrespective of the web destination of the program.
So Animation Mentor and Nomen are both institutions that do not do a traditional college degree, but they do certification that industry supports and accepts?
Absolutely. These are taught by industry professionals. Industry professionals take these courses as well. I mean, they're very high quality, high level, and we recommend them all the time. And, of course, we'd love to have our people teaching there as well. So at both Nomen and Animation Mentor, we have our folks on staff.
Sandy, it's only been a couple of years. I mean, the program's really coming into its third year right now. Is it too early to say that you've got some success stories coming out of the students and faculty that have been involved with IPEX?
No, it's definitely not too early. Actually, one of the very first moments that we had a fellow come to ImageWorks in the first couple of weeks he was there, seeing what was going on production. He was working on a particular production and seeing their needs, looking at who his students were, he actually fit somebody perfectly, said, come on over and meet the staff over here on this production, Monster House, got hired on the spot, and it was a win-win fit all around, and we see that all the time. But it's the faculty understanding what we do, having that just that mentality that they really get it, that has made it really work for us.
Are you looking to grow the IPEX program to add additional schools to work with?
Yes, we're taking submissions in September for the 2008 to add a couple of more schools. So we're looking for two more.
And if schools are interested in applying to be part of the IPEX program, how do they contact you, or is there a website for information on this?
Yes, if they go to the ImageWorks website, there's an IPEX link, and they can go ahead and read the information there, and there's my contact information and the particular submission, and go ahead and send that in, and we'll go ahead and consider that. And we're looking to get as many of the new schools in there as we can.
Don, the last time we talked, you were just releasing a film called Monster House, which, of course, became a monster hit, but also embodied a whole slew of new technologies. Is that technology path where more and more films are going, or do you have any ideas on the trends in animation at the moment?
I think what we're beginning to see is a tremendous creative freedom in animation today. With a film like Monster House, we were able to take the performance capture technology that we've developed and apply it in a really creative and novel way. Rather than have it rigidly adhere to one particular style, we were able to demonstrate how we could use our imaginations and create a highly stylized film at the same time using the performance capture as a recording tool to record the actual actors' performances with all of those nuances and spontaneity and natural behaviors that you can only get from live action, and then use that high fidelity recording, if you will, as the basis for animators to create the characters on top of. The result was Monster House, which really connected with the audiences. On the other hand, we're beginning to look at some other projects. We recently announced three new performance capture films that are on the horizon. One original project being developed by Jerome Chen, another called Neanderthals for Sony Pictures Animation that visual effects supervisor Jay Red is developing with Jon Favreau that looks very, very, very interesting because it'll have a cast that'll be able to really, really interact and take full advantage of that performance capture fidelity. And then an exciting series of projects based on the James Patterson bestseller Maximum Ride. Avi Arad, the producer of the Spider-Man movies, recently optioned that property to be developed as a performance capture film. Overall, though, animation is really enjoying quite a renaissance these days. We're beginning to see a very wide range of projects employing animation. Our Surf's Up this summer took a different approach and, again, utilized performance capture technology, this time to record the camera movement. We're also working with a wide, wide range of characters. So I think the future holds virtually limitless possibilities, unbridled imagination, and I think the most exciting part is tremendous flexibility in terms of the kinds of characters we create and stories we can tell.
Sandy, where can our listeners find out more information about ImageWorks and the IPEX program?
www.imageworks.com.
And then they would look for IPEX?
Yes, it's right there. They'll see a link on there.
I want to thank Sandy Skordos and Don Levy for spending time with us today. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you very much, Harris.
Thank you, and we'll see you next year with more schools.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.